This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Corn is making headlines this week. Prices are way down after an Agriculture Department report that silos are stuffed. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith reports.
Turns out we have a lot more corn than we thought. 400 million bushels more. Rylan Malzberger is an agriculture economist at IHS Global Insight.
This extra supply on the market was shocking to most of the traders, and so that's why we saw that dramatic drop in price.
Down by more than 10% the first 3 days of this week, and by 20% from the high last summer, when drought hammered the Midwest. Martin Foreman is an economist at Doan Advisory Services. He says pricey corn had people looking elsewhere for cattle feed and cutting back on ethanol.
We've seen the demand side of the corn soften up a fair amount over the last 6 months.
At the same time, corn's high price prompted farmers to plant more of it. This year's crop is expected to be the biggest since 1936. Add to that the stockpile, and prices should stay low, says Foreman. What does it mean for consumers?
Eventually, it will translate into some lower prices. Probably most significantly, it will impact meat.
Especially beef, but not in time for this summer's barbecue. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.